We're going to continue with the categories that identified sinful cities, and now we're on to excesses and vices. They include issues with health and food and weight, excessive drinking, drugs taken, smoking, and poverty. Today we're going to cover obesity, fast food establishments per capita, and excessive adult coffee drinkers as a vice. Let's first pray in repentance that we do all things in moderation and consider our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. And let's also pray for better menu options, more health incentives, and education on the harms of too much caffeine. So let's give you some information about our county in particular that we discovered, and we have references at our webpage if you're interested in reading more about it. So they started by looking at the share of obese adults in San Bernardino County. In 2019, 7 in 10 adults, or 69%, were considered overweight or obese in our county. Now, even though the indicator for sinful cities was primarily adults, we want you to be aware of the students that they also addressed in our county. So they looked at grades 5th, 7th, and 9th. 4 in 10 were overweight, or 43%. 23% were at a health risk, and 20% just needed improvement. The top obese school districts, they won't be surprising completely, Fontana at 49.4%, San Bernardino City at 48.5%, Rialto and Colton at 48.4%, and Victor at 44.7%. So almost half, they were close to 50% of their schools were considered obese, the students there. So we're going to be lifting that up in prayer. Father, let's start by that. We ask God for this to change. We pray not only for health education and health incentives, but better options at the school menus, that parents would not rely on fast food, as we're going to be praying about next, but that they would sincerely look at ways to help their kids eat better. Father, 7 in 10 adults, oy, and 43% of students, that is pretty significant. As we know, God, that affects so many other aspects of our lives, the way we think, the way we feel. It affects our emotions. It affects our capabilities, our stamina, our strength. It affects our health. So God, we repent on behalf and ask God that we would be moderate in all things as believers, that we would give our bodies over as the temple of the Holy Spirit and seek to find ways to improve what we eat, where we eat it, and how much we eat. We also pray, God, that people will find ways to do other things, other alternatives that would help keep their weight under control, and eating things that give them strength and vitality. We pray for more education from county incentives, city incentives. We thank you for the walkways that many of the cities have created for people to access and be able to walk and run or take their dogs for a walk, and the encouragement of that. We also pray, God, that they would bring back more physical PE into schools. I know they removed that. We pray that would come back into the schools and parents would make a big deal about it. We lift up the fast food establishments per capita in San Bernardino County. There are 1,050 fast food restaurants serving 2 million plus people in the county. That's one per 2,000 people, one per 19 square miles. The top cities that had the most, and of course it's also based on the population in these cities, is Ontario at 132, which isn't as large as San Bernardino. San Bernardino and Fontana have the highest population in the county. San Bernardino had 99, compared to Ontario's 132. Rancho had 96 and Fontana 95. But that's giving access to these people to eat food that not necessarily is good. So Father, we lift up fast food establishments that they would provide other things that are healthier, that they'd be required to, that more and more people would seek other types of fast food places that give healthier options. So, Father, we pray that there will be less of these, or that the fast food places, establishments, will create menu options that provide better, healthier choices. The next indicator they used was the share of adult coffee drinkers, measuring the share of adults who drank ready-to-drink coffee in the past 6 months. So how much is too much? More than 4 cups of brewed coffee a day, or 10 cans of Coca-Cola, or 2 energy shot drinks. And it can vary. A 16-ounce energy drink can have 54 to 62 grams of added sugar, which exceeds the maximum amount required every day or recommended every day. And it often has guarana in it that increases the caffeine. The health risks that are involved with excess caffeine: heart and blood vessel problems, heart rhythmic disturbances, increased heart rate and blood pressure, anxiety, sleep and digestive problems, and dehydration. So, Father, we're going to pray your word. We pray that we will not be among drunkards or among gluttonous eaters, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. Remove far from us falsehood and lying. Give us neither poverty nor riches. Feed us with the food that is needful for us. We pray people will eat, drink, and attend, go to restaurants that are healthy and needing for their bodies, nutritional. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. Help us to set our mind on not on the things below, but on the things above. And then it says to put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetite. So, Father, we don't pray for people to kill themselves, and it is a proverb, but we pray that people will recognize that they need to do something to help their bodies heal and be strong and full of vitality and be able to do the things that you want them to with energy. We pray, God, for our county that is in much need in these areas, including the children, though they did not use that as the most sinful cities, but it does affect children. So, Father, we ask for forgiveness for eating too much, for eating wrong things, for not being good models of healthy eating, for going to using fast food as a quick fix to, instead of cooking at home and showing children how to eat better and having better times with our families. Because if it's fast food, then we tend to eat quickly, and that's not healthy either. Father, forgive us. May we see a change in these areas of our life that affect so much others, and may people be careful of how much caffeine they drink per day. In Jesus' name, amen.